Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show. My name is Michael Goger. I am here every Sunday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, doing nonstop psychic readings, talking sometimes just about metaphysics, or we'll be bringing in guests, but for the time being, it's just psychic readings. You call in, I give you a reading, you say thank you, and I say goodbye, and hopefully you'll tell somebody about the show and BBS Radio. It's got to be the best internet radio station in the universe, so check it out, navigate it, bookmark it. You can listen live at my website, you can listen live here, and you can listen live in many other places, so find a place you're comfortable in and bookmark it and come back often for the other shows. There's many, many shows, many, many readings, many, many free readings. If you hung out here during the day, you could probably get a free reading every day. But do that. Learn how to navigate. A lot of interesting. You got the archives. You got the membership. You got the newsletter. You got the fast talk to the host. You, and every subject on the planet is it's all here. So find it, bookmark it, navigate it, and become comfortable with it. And you can connect it to your website or your group or your MySpace or your Facebook and listen to it all the time while you're working on the internet. So BBS Radio, it's a place to be. I have it on the background listening when I'm messing around on a computer. Hi, caller. How you doing? Caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. How are you, Michael?
Hi. Is this Gage?
Yeah, it is.
See? I know it's Gage. I can feel the energy.
Yeah, thanks.
Yes.
How are you, Michael?
Welcome to the show. I'm okay,
thank you very
Gage.
Much.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm getting better every day. It's a process. Losing somebody so close to you, such as, well, many people may not have heard that I did lose my wife November 2nd. She passed away in her sleep. And it's a process.
Pardon?
It really is a process, but I'm doing good. I'm doing good, Gage. How can I help you?
Yeah,
you got
I'm
a question? Something? I'm feeling
I'm
business to work with you right away.
Pardon?
You must be on a cell phone. Well, I'm stepping on. We're stepping on each other.
Yeah, I'm on a cell phone, actually. You're right.
Okay, you first. What's your question?
Actually, I don't have any question, but if you can, like, whatever you can see coming up for me, that would be great, you know, if you can tell me that.
You want it all. You want to see what's coming up?
Yeah.
2010? All right, cool.
Pardon?
Boy, that's a big one.
Pardon?
That's a big order, Gage. That's a big order. Financial flow. You know what I'm hearing for you for the new year? Financial flow. Finances flowing and being active and working for you. You know, money is just another form of energy. And it appears that it's going to start moving around for you.
Okay.
Extra work, overtime, bonuses, something on the side, something from yourself. Now, let me ask you something, Gage. Are you an artist, or do you play music, or write music, or do you have any art? Or somebody in your family? Someone in your family?
I cannot make out right now. Like, it's not top of my mind.
Oh, well, you would know if you were an artist. Come on. Stick with me, Gage. Okay, let's see what else we got here, please.
Okay.
I feel like you got... Listen, I feel like you've got some creative abilities, and you may want to express that, like keeping a journal or writing or drawing or playing music.
Writing, yeah.
Yeah, some type of creative ability. So you want to explore that part of yourself for the upcoming year. I keep hearing mom around you. Is mom okay? Did mom pass? Did mom... What's up with mom?
Mom is okay. I call her regularly.
Are you paying enough attention?
Yes.
I feel like she's thinking... I feel like she wants to talk to you or misses you or... Well, may have some problems going on.
Okay.
Everything okay with her health? And
yeah, everything okay.
With her, everything's good. Okay. You know, it feels like it. You know, it doesn't really have to be health. It could also be like just issues with things. She needs some advice. Needing advice is what advice is what I'm hearing from mom. But you're more interested in money and cash, I feel. That's what I'm feeling you. But romance is going to be very kind to you, too. Are you married? Are you in a relationship?
Yeah, I'm married.
You're married. You have your anniversary coming up soon? Or a special occasion, birthday, anniversary? Coming up soon?
Anniversary is in May.
What's that?
In May. Anniversary is in May.
Anniversary is in May.
Yeah,
is there any special... There's going to be something special between you and your wife, I would say, within the next month. Some kind of a special occasion. I'm not sure what this is. Are you going on vacation or going away?
Maybe we were thinking of going to back to our country, like for a couple of weeks or a month. Her brother is getting engaged.
Yeah.
Or married.
Right. You know, I feel you doing something like that. I feel like you're being pulled to it by spirit.
Mm-hmm.
To go back to the old country and to see the family. And matter of fact, from now all through the new year, it's going to be on your mind until you probably do it. So, and I feel like you do it soon, too. I don't feel like you take too long making a decision. So you're going to be dealing with family and reunions and traveling. So you can expect yourself to
travel
to travel and go back into the old country. Work is going to be strong by the end of the year. You are seeing a cash flow coming in here. Now, I feel like you're working. Are you working, or?
Right now, I'm not working, but I'm doing my examination for, certification.
Right, okay.
I'm writing my exam for certification.
The certification.
This one for class one, marine engineer.
Okay, well, I'm not sure what this means, but does that mean you're going to be working soon? I feel like you're working by the end of this year.
Okay.
Does it go that quick? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah,
by the end of this year, because that's what I'm feeling. Yeah, like you're working. By the end of this year, you're working or you're getting a job or you're starting a career of some kind, so... I feel good about it with you. That's about it. Health looks good. Everything looks like it's going to go well for you in the new year, Gage.
Mm-hmm.
Check on your mom. I would check on my mom and get ready to go back into the work world, because it's going to happen fast. And your love life, your marriage couldn't be any better. A lot of love. Love on both sides.
Okay.
Special times. And if you go back to the old country, it's going to help your relationship, help your marriage. I don't know why, but it does. So, okay. It just seems like it enhances your the love between the two of you. So, okay, buddy?
Yeah,
you have
thanks
good luck.
A lot, Michael.
Good luck with everything.
Thanks a lot, Michael. Thanks a lot. You have a good
evening. All right, Gage. Good. Good new year for you. Money and romance and love. What more could you ask
thanks.
For?
Thanks.
Say goodbye, buddy.
Tell your
friends about us, will you?
Yeah, sure.
Everybody, send out 100 emails. BBS Radio, Michael Golder.
Yeah,
you've got to hear this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Say goodbye.
Michael. Yeah, bye.
Take care. Hang up. God bless you. I love you. Hang up.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Bye.
All right, Gage. All right, everybody, if you're just listening, you're listening to The Michael Golder Show. I am Michael Golder, and I believe I got another caller waiting that is waiting for their reading. Caller, are you waiting for your reading?
I am.
I knew you were. See how good I am? I can sense you there. What's your first name?
My name is Faye, and I had a reading from you, my first reading, about 6 weeks ago, and it was bang on so many levels. And I just wanted to try it again because it was so good.
Thank you. I don't get that like that often. Oh, my God. I love that. Thank you.
In love and in work, everything you said that was going to happen, happened.
Wow. You see? And I've been doing this how long? 40 years? So, what is your first name?
Faye.
Are you saying Faye?
Yes.
Okay, and what part of the world are you from, Faye?
Portland, Maine.
Wow, nice. Fresh seafood. Mm. I like to eat right on the docks. I want to do that someday. Go to a seafood restaurant right on the docks. And Faye, I don't remember talking to you. I really don't remember, but I'm glad you validated me that way, and I appreciate it. And I wish more people did. And
well,
I thank
true.
You.
True, you're
calling.
Welcome.
Yeah, and I thank you for calling back. Because this does take a lot out of your life. Just doing one radio show is a lot of time out of your life. And the energy that goes into the readings. And happily ever after, I'm here. Oh, my God. Let me see something. I'm getting a spirit saying, tell you happily ever after. Are you falling in love? Or
yes.
Is something ending?
Yes.
Happily ever after. Happily ever after. And I'm hearing children, parenting, and children, parents. Is that possible? There'd be children involved?
No. He doesn't have any, and I've already had all mine.
Okay. Is anybody
unless
a
it's
teacher?
Somebody different.
No. Is there a teacher involved with this, or is somebody that works with children?
No.
Connected to all of this? Interesting. I'm feeling working with children. That's coming through. And remaining positive. It's still not settled, or the energy is still a little erratic, and to remain positive throughout the whole entire thing, and it's going to fall into place just the way you'd want it to.
Are you talking about my job or my love life?
I am, see, okay, we got two different things going on. Okay, we got to go a little step further here. Hang on a second. I just getting oriented here. Jesus, I want to say both. They're no help. My spirit guides us, you know. Well, actually, I'm hearing both, Faye. Both. Love life is a happy falling in love and expanding. But what is wrong with him? Is there something wrong with him?
I think he's a little scared.
I'm getting that. I'm feeling that. But did he just go through some kind of a trauma of some kind? Or is he ill in some way?
I'm not sure. It's possible. He's been a little distant for the last couple of weeks, so I'm not sure.
Interesting. Because I do feel like there is something going on with him. He is, he's having a problem with his nerves, or he is, like you said, afraid. You understand what I'm saying? But it does change. It does change, but it takes him a while. Another two more weeks I would give him to really come around. The holidays seems to affect him. You're going to notice almost like a little bit of a distance or a sadness, and then kind of like a happiness or elated or excited. So it kind of affects him in that manner. But the relationship continues and improves. Now, the work thing, why am I feeling like there's an issue or a problem with someone or some type of an event happened that might have caused some bad feelings? Was there an argument?
Work is fantastic. It's great. I just started a new job, like you told me I was going to, and I just love it.
Okay. How long have you been there?
About 3 weeks.
About 3 weeks. Okay. I understand what they're saying. Stay out of office politics. Seeing that you're new and you just started, because you don't know who knows who and who's related to who and who is snitching to who. In other words, I got a feeling you're going to run into office politics or gossip of some kind. And there's a warning here to stay away from that.
Okay?
Because that's what they're telling me. And if you do that, and it's almost like you're going to walk into it or it's going to be brought to you. So you can kind of like bow out gracefully. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then you make sure you do it that way and you'll be fine. Your whole life is changing right now. You're in a metamorphosis. You're in a true metamorphosis. You are friends, job, romance. I wouldn't put anything past this cycle or time of your life, put it that way. And it's all positive, too.
Can I just ask a very quick question?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
There was a little bit of talk, this guy I'm dating and I moving in together. Do you see that happening this year?
There was a little bit of what?
Talk of us moving in together. Him moving out of where he is and moving into here.
I can definitely see that happening, and I can definitely feel it being a little rocky in the beginning. So be warned that you don't know somebody until you live with them. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes.
So I can see it happening or being talked about or being planned or manifesting. So that means chances are it's probably going to happen. And I feel it being a little rough, like lifestyles and habits and at little things like this, just irritating each other, and a little bit of confusion being caused. So, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. Yeah, I mean, it can go either way. I mean, you can make it work either way. You learn a lot and you grow a lot if you do it. And if you don't do it, it's everything stays positive and on track and moving forward, but you don't grow as much, and there's things that you'll find out later instead of now, you know. Like maybe hygiene or the way, or the noise or the way he lives, or, you know, his habits. But I can definitely see that happening. And everything, the pieces that are needed to make it happen falling into place. So it's, like you said, you wouldn't be asking if it wasn't being talked about or thought about.
No.
You mentioned
a trip that we might be going on. Do you still see that happening?
Do you still see that happening?
Mm-hmm. I do. Hang on a second. When did I mention it was going to be?
It was 6 weeks ago. I had the reading, and you said it was in the next, around 2 months. But there's been
around
no talk of or mention of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You said it was by car.
Yeah.
And it was really important to him.
Yeah, like I can almost feel me telling you that. I remember me saying it to you, making new friends too. It's gonna happen with new friends. Did he just make new friends, or did you just make new friends that are kind of being aggressive as friends?
We have mutual friends that are kind of aggressive. Yes.
It's going to be connected to them, I believe. It's weird. I would say watch for it for another 2 weeks and see what happens. Because, you know, I have been wrong before, so, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I understand.
It's a very good possibility that I could be off, or the time frame is off. But all of a sudden I'm being pulled to these, two new friends that are overly aggressive as friends, or they want to do too much together, and there might be a trip involved with them or something, or they spark it somehow. So remember me saying that, and I do feel a type of a getaway. So I would say yes to your question. I do still feel it.
Okay, so you say just give them a couple more weeks then.
I would, with the journey and the trip, yeah, give that 2 more weeks to manifest.
All right.
To come about, for the conditions to fall into place. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you for calling the show.
Okay.
Thank you for calling the show. If you're just joining, you're listening to Michael Gogol. You know, I never even gave out the numbers, the phone numbers. That's how with it I am today. I get my bad days and my good days, and this is a good day, but I'm a little off center. You know, toll-free. We have toll-free Canada and U.S., 888-815-9756. Again, that's USA and Canada, toll-free, 888 815-9756, and there are other toll lines, and if you got a plan, you can use them. But I can only read so many and move so fast, so we're fighting limits here. Caller, welcome to the show. Hi. Hello. Caller. Hello. Welcome to the show. Hi.
I've never called in before, so I'm not sure how it works, but I'm just curious to see what's coming up. I've gone through some major spiritual work, and everything's wide open for me. Pretty well, I've lost everything as far as relationship, job, house, you name it. And I come out of that surrendered and totally blissfully happy. So I don't know what to ask you, except if you can see anything in the future or whatever you want to tell me, that's great.
Whatever is just around you, you know? Because I believe everybody has a message around them.
All right, how about romance? Because that's kind of a iffy area for me.
Well, we'll look at everything. How does that sound?
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't want to take up too much of your time.
Inner power, I'm hearing. Wow, you're a strong lady.
Strong lady?
You are very strong. You have your inner strength is, I want to say, paranormal. You're probably borderline psychic.
Actually, to be honest, I've had things since I was five. But it was hard because, I didn't really have anyone to talk to, so my whole life has been crazy. It's like I've been living a parallel life.
Yeah, so you are psychic then. You are clairvoyant, right?
So I'm not
crazy.
Is that
what you're saying to me?
That's what I get all the time. You're crazy.
No, you are. You're actually very powerful, too.
Oh, thank you. Well, I want to do some service. I want to be able to use it in service, and I'm just sort of been an activist a little bit there. That's sort of pushing me one way. But just because of the conditions of the world, it's not because I'm political or anything.
Well, you're going to be a medium, I believe. The dead will speak for you, I believe. And you're going to help people that way.
What did you say? The devil will speak for me?
The dead.
Oh, the dead. Oh, I'd rather have the dead than the devil. You're going to have one.
Me too. You have the that guy. And his breath stinks. Yeah.
Well, I would love to be able... I know I have a nephew, actually, who lost his mother when he was 6 years old. That was like about 4 years ago. She was my best friend. And he's now conversing with her in his sleep state and recalling it.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice. I don't know exactly how to be a medium.
Well, let's just focus on you.
Okay.
And it does run in families, I will tell you that.
Okay.
Now, are you a dreamer? Do you remember your dreams? Because
yes. I have dreams that come true. Sometimes, silly, stupid things, somebody's funeral, like my ex's friend, came to me in a dream and said, my dad just passed and the funeral is tomorrow. So I woke up and said, that was weird. So I said, I'll pass it on. And exactly right, the funeral was the next day. He would have missed it. But that's the only time, you know, things like that. They're silly, like...
Right.
Nothing
but
major.
But do you remember?
You know, like,
well, you do dream, so I would keep a journal, number one.
Okay. A journal?
I would keep a journal, for your development, for your...
That's great advice.
Because I feel like you are going to be given advice through your dreams, so keep a journal. Another thing with you is a clairvoyance. There's going to be a clairvoyance, so it'll be a mediumship and clairvoyance, so you might as well study up on that. Yeah.
I just hope
that
it's not going to be like the movie there where they come in and you can't stop them. Like, I hope I learn to know how to shut it off.
No.
Once it's
shut off. That's why I recommend everybody take lessons or study on their own.
Okay.
Because
suggestions for that?
Yeah, plenty of books on it.
So I could just go mediumship and try that.
Yeah, right off the top of my head, John Edwards.
I know John Edwards. See, I'm a big Edgar Casey. I've been studying him too.
He has
David Wilcock.
Yeah. His development cassettes are awesome, and they'll help you.
All right.
And you're right. There an on and off switch needs to be installed, and it's one of the first
right in the middle of my forehead.
Yeah, right. And talk in terms of computer technology, because you're downloading, you're uploading, you're
well, we are
copying
and
pasting,
aren't we? Really?
Yeah,
it's so funny how everything is electrical and energy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like I start seeing everything as energy now, like money's energy.
Right.
You know, and it's easier to look at it that way.
Everything is energy. Remember
exactly.
That everything is energy.
So try
everything
to keep positive
energy
up, because I find them very positive, because I think I basically strangled my ego down to the point where I just said, I surrender, I don't want you.
No.
you
need the
much
ego.
Lately, so I don't know if
do
it's the right
the
time,
ego.
But it happened.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to get rid of your ego. You do need the ego to survive on the physical plane.
Right.
But you want to keep
it
on a leash.
Me, you know?
You
want
to keep
it
his mouth
the one
shut.
That's telling me what to do.
Exactly. And that's therein lies developing psychically. Because the more that you control your ego, the more psychic information comes.
And it's
comes
bloody
through.
Powerful, I'll tell you, sometimes.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Where the hell
so,
did that come from? But it's nice to be
so
conscious
everything.
Of it. And, you know, once you're aware of it, it's not so bad. It gets a bit better.
Yeah, because there's nothing wrong with it. It's just another aspect of ourselves.
Exactly.
It's a gift from... Psychic abilities is a gift from God. And He expects you to discover them and develop them and to use them to uplift your brother. When you leave that path, that's when you suffer.
That's where my passion lies anyways, but I never thought I could make a living on that. So I just use it in my everyday living, you know, be in this world but not of it.
Exactly, and glorify the spirit.
That's right.
Like building an empire, you become powerful. You build an empire, and you give out 10,000 jobs, all in the name of spirit and glorifying the spirit.
Wouldn't
that's
nice?
What God wants.
I think that's a beautiful picture.
Well, that's what my dream has been since I started, to have a radio show big enough where I can help thousands of people.
Well, you're helping me, and believe me, I love BBS. I tell them all the time. They saved my life.
I love BBS. I'm kind of hurt, and I'm very comfortable doing the show here because of the energy of BBS.
Yes. Oh, believe
me,
you're welcome, because we all love BBS, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yes,
so you're in a
good
place.
I want to watch it. I want to watch it
grow.
Well, geez, I've been here 3 years. I left back and forth a few times.
That's wild.
Bickering.
But you're going where you have to go, right?
But I love it here. The energy is healing.
Yeah.
It's healing. And I like being here, so. But anyway, let's see what we got going on here. Romance, I'm a little worried about. I don't know. I feel like there's something rough going on with that, or is there is none?
I was in a 20-year relationship, and that fell apart 3 years ago because he was sick, like bipolar.
That was a hard, rough ride.
But recently I just met someone, probably in the summer, right, August. But it's
good.
I don't think there's anything there, honestly. If there is, it's not from me. I don't know what's going on with him. So I just pretty well just let it go and see what happens.
Yeah.
But I really don't know if there's anything there.
Well, I'm feeling the gentleman you're with is, first of all, it gets better, and you're handling the wound, it's healing, and it was a blessing that one ended.
Because
I feel like if it continued, it would have been a very negative experience for both of you.
Oh, it was. It almost killed me, to be honest. I got really sick.
Yeah.
Both ways.
Well, I
want
to agree with you on. You come very close to
it. Yeah, it was a point where I think it was guilt that was keeping me there because he was ill. Mm-hmm. And so when he left, it was easier for me. That's a selfish way of putting it, but it was just easier the way he left.
Yeah. You come close.
We're still good friends.
Close.
I mean, we have a child together, and I've forgiven him.
Good.
But
good.
I was interested in somebody, but I don't, like my daughter says, Mom, get, my daughter's educating me. I've been out of this for 20 years, okay, so I don't. And she's saying, by his actions, I don't think he's interested, but I don't know if that's true. So I just called you to see what you can say.
Well, you know, I'm getting an interest, but I'm also getting he's feeling the same way you're feeling, kind of wondering if there's an interest, kind of.
Well, you know, I'll tell you the truth. He's a friend of my ex's, but they're not friends. They just lived in the same house with a bunch of guys because they're all, like, basically, some of these are, they've lost jobs or whatever. And this guy moved out to a different place. So he did have a problem because he knew my ex and he was using that. But I said, look, it's been over 3 years. There's nothing left there. But I don't know if that's just an excuse.
He's just not ready for a commitment, but I wouldn't give up on him because there was a connection made. And I feel like there's going to be, more of this as you go down the road. You're going
to
go into the summer
with
him.
Lay back and not bother and let him come to me.
That's how I would do it. And this is going to go into the summer, so it looks like.
Oh my God. I'm too old for this. It's okay. It's all good.
Yeah, as long as it's going in the right direction, it's a good thing.
So I'm not totally crazy, and I did feel there was a connection, because everyone says I'm imagining it. But
there was a connection.
Okay.
There was a connection.
You know when you're psychic, like, for yourself it's really hard. You know, like you can help others, but when it comes to yourself, it's weird. It's like it's too close or something.
That's a big story, too. But I'll let you go for now. I'm glad I helped you a little bit.
Well, thank you for that. I really appreciate it, and I love your show. And I'm going to keep listening. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Tell your friends about us. If you're just joining, you're listening to Michael Goger, and he's doing psychic readings for the listening audience. And feeling pretty good. I feel relaxed. No pressure. Good readings. Readings are moving right along. If you need one, call. Or if you got a question about me, call. Psychic development, call. Meditation, call. I can ask you and I can help you in all these areas, put it that way. And I love doing it. So call me and use me, work me. I think I have a caller now waiting. Caller, are you there?
Hi, Mike.
Hi. Lois?
No,
Lois.
Georgette.
How
you
doing?
Cold, but I'm okay.
You're cold, but you're okay.
Yeah,
that's
cold over there in Buffalo.
That's because you're up in Buffalo.
Yeah, it's cold over here.
Oh my God! You can go hunting grizzly bear and weather up there.
Yeah, we can.
Did you get a lot of snow?
No, we're not getting a lot of snow, but we're getting the cold.
You're getting the cold, huh?
Yeah, we have lake effect coming in though.
I'm glad you called. I want you to you got your radio show going yourself, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
And Blog Talk, right? Want to put a plug in, get the Abby out?
Well, great. I would love to.
Go ahead.
BlogTalk.com, Angels Among Us, every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern.
When is it? Wednesdays?
Every Wednesday, 9 Eastern to 11.
You do 2 hours, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. How you doing
I'm having the time of my life doing it.
You love
and
it.
And the one I have to thank is you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Come on, Mike. You're the one who told me what I was, what, 6, 7 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, you told me this 6, 7 years ago I would be doing this. And I'm saying, yeah, right, sure I am. And look what I've been doing for almost a year now.
Yeah. Well, I love you for it, and you're going to help a lot of people, and I'll be connected to it somehow.
Well, definitely you are, most definitely. I'd love to have you on my show.
Yeah, I will stop in. It's right after my show. That would
exactly.
be one heck of a night.
Fabulous.
I don't have to stay long. I can always. What are you using, Skype?
Yeah, I use Skype.
Are you on Skype now?
No, I'm not on Skype now. I'm on my house phone now.
Okay. So, well, you got any questions or?
Well, just anything you pick up on.
Anything I'm picking up on? Wow, kicking up your heels. Boy, when you said you're having the time of your life, and my guides are saying you're going to be kicking up your heels, you're going to be celebrating, dancing, celebrating, I'm hearing. Harmony.
Wow.
Harmony with your true self. It's done a lot for you to have the show, I'm being shown. Especially psychically and spiritually and emotionally.
Oh, yeah. I will definitely agree with.
It's helping you heal. Not only are you helping others, but I'm hearing from spirit that it's helping you heal. But almost like a venting or a letting go or that type of a feel, you know? Like you're...
Well, exactly. Well, you know what I've been through the last couple of years, so yeah, it is.
Yeah. You're releasing negative energy through this.
Exactly.
And that's why in the readings I tell people to, if I'm shown a creative ability or a side to them, to express it or explore it, because creating can be very healing, and this is what's happening with you. You created something and you're having fun with it, and it's you're having the time of your life.
Oh,
now,
and the people I'm meeting I just love them. Like this week, we have the world-renowned David Baker on the show.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
Oh, he's fabulous.
That's good. Maybe you'll have the famous Michael Goger on.
I would love to have you on the show.
He's almost as big as Letterman.
That would make the show.
Yeah.
To have my mentor on the show would make the show.
Oh, come on. I'll be the biggest star. I'm only
kidding. Well, of course. You're my mentor.
but I would come on and have a good time. Let's see here. Relationships. Something is going to be starting with finances. I don't know what this is, Angel. Extra money or something you just found out about or something extra starting or is it the business? There's a business. You still have your business too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you starting something new or changing something? Or?
Actually, yes, I am.
I feel a beginning.
Actually, we are. We're going to be putting advertising on the show.
Okay, because it's going to be successful. You're going to see an increase in sales and a jump in interest. So whatever it is you're planning on doing, do it. Do it, okay?
Oh, that would be awesome.
And then going to hubby, is he any insurance money or... Something coming in, something going up to him, or I'm not sure what it is. I'm being pulled to hubby. I feel like there's an increase with on his side too somehow. So maybe you'll get a surprise. Who knows? you know.
Yeah, maybe the president decide to raise his disability check. That would be nice.
That's why I say I don't know what it could be. Maybe insurance money or somebody or a long-lost friend comes by and blesses them with a blessing, huh? That'd be nice.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, I do feel that it is something that was talked about and approved, so it may be government related. A little bit of an increase. Yeah. So,
that would be great.
And by all means, follow your advertising, because that's being spirit led. The biggest thing here with you is, your life is changing, and you're moving out of a cycle or a, I don't want to call it a rut, but a cycle, an energy, and you're going to be doing more. Are you becoming more active? Is that what's happening?
Yeah,
more
I
creative.
Am.
I've been seeing more of you. I've been seeing more of you on the net coming and going, so it seems like you're becoming much more active.
Yeah, I am.
I'm getting the same. Yeah. I'm getting more. I'm feeling it psychically, too, and that it's going to lead to prosperity and making some money and accomplishing some of your goals. So by all means, follow whatever it is you're doing and keep it up. So you're on the right track is what I'm hearing. It's connected to a male. There may be a male involved that's either advising you, helping you, or even investing in you. So
actually, you're right. There is a male that's helping us.
Yeah, and he's got a golden touch. He could. I got the feeling he can. I feel very creative and. He could be a magnet for prosperity and an increase in money coming in. So, or he knows what he's doing, or he's got abilities, this type of a thing, golden thumb, or a magnet.
Actually,
or
his case
attraction.
Is both.
It is what?
In his
what,
case, it's
say?
Both.
Golden.
In his case, it's so, both. He's fantastic.
Both. Okay, so he's, all right, so he is going to be a big help. December is going to be a big one for you, a really active, noticeable, loud, and you're going to start seeing things happening. You must be starting something new in this month, maybe even. So,
believe it or not, we're starting it this week. We were talking about it last week, putting things together, and we're starting it this week.
Yep. So by all means, jump on top of that and run with it, because I feel like it's going to be good to you. And
great.
Yep. So I wish you all the luck in the world with your show. And
Like I said, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here.
Thank you for saying that. That's a very nice testimony. I would like to see that.
What can I say?
That's a nice.
You told me about my abilities about 7 years ago, and I said, "Yeah, right. Okay, look at me today."
Very good. Very good. Maybe you can send it to BBS in writing, and they can post it up for me.
I can do that. There's no problem there.
Yeah. What was I going to say to you? I'll get a hold of you as far as coming on the show.
Okay? Yeah.
I am very busy. I am very busy, and I'm a little tired, but I will do. I would love to come on your show and do a few other shows that I've been invited on. So thank you for the offer, Angel.
Oh, anytime, Mike. You know you're the best.
Okay, hon. You take care of yourself. Where's your store?
Okay,
you want to get your Addy out? You put your website Addy out there. Anybody that's listening?
Okay, you could get a hold of me at www.angelicrealm.ning.com or at blog radio Angels Among Us.
All right, and they will get a hold of you. You will
Fantastic,
be
Mike.
Okay, thank you, Angel. You have a good night.
You too, Mike. Love you, babe.
Hey, put a plug in for me on your show, will you?
I normally do. You're the
okay.
only one I do it for.
Yeah, just say you met this real exciting radio jock, and he's got a, and then just give him the show, Addie. All right, girl, you have a good time.
You too, buddy.
Take care
I love
of yourself.
You.
All right. Blessings to you. God bless. All right, everyone, if you're just listening, I am Michael Goger. I like that name. It sounds good for a show, the Michael Goger Show. Hi, caller.
Hi.
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 Hi. Boy, we don't have much time, but what's your first name?
Nicole.
What is it?
Nicole.
Nicole.
Mhm.
Okay, what part of the world you from?
Lexington, North Carolina.
Where?
Lexington, North Carolina.
Lexington, North Carolina.
Mhm.
Okay, I got a lot of friends there. I think. But I like the Carolinas. I do know that. But Nicole, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Have a question that I can help you with? You got a dilemma going on, or you just want me to talk?
You can just talk.
I can just talk. I love you guys' accent. I'm the Southern accent. I always did. I always loved the Carolina accent. Magic in nature. Seems like you have an interest in psychics or magic or Wicca. Are you dabbling in the arts, so to speak?
Used to, and I'm still interested in it. I just haven't been lately.
Okay. Did you say you used to be in a coven, you said?
I have tarot cards.
Oh, tarot cards, and you used to practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and then you quit?
I still have them, and I mess with them every once in a while, but I've got a daughter now, so I'd usually had a lot of stuff on my hands.
That's okay. I mean, You either are or you aren't. That's the rule of thumb, you know. If you don't feel
mm-hmm.
pulled to them, just don't worry about it. But dreams are coming true for you, I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. You have a dream of some kind. A
mm-hmm.
secret dream or a prayer, something that you kind of like visualize and meditate on or pray for like every day. Is there something like that going on?
Kind of, sort of. Talking about going to college to be a teacher.
Yeah. Oh, you would make an awesome teacher, Nicole. You're going to rise above and beyond, and you will go to college. You will be going to college. No doubt about it. I'm feeling that I want to say it comes through. How old are you, Nicole?
I'm 19. I'll be 20 in February.
You live with your parents?
I live across the street from them.
Across the street from them. I don't want to get too personal, but is there a trust fund or a relative that's going to give you or leave you money? I feel a male in the family helping. Somebody in the family is going to help you do this. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay, because just when you need it, it comes through. And it comes through from that. And did you want to go overseas to college or out of state? I'm being shown possibly even overseas, or you have an interest in something overseas.
My husband's talking about joining the Army.
Who is you?
My husband is, and I told him if he got stationed anywhere, I'd go with him.
Oh, he's talking about joining the Army, your husband.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about it, or he did?
He's talking to a recruiter come Monday.
He's talking to a recruiter. And it's something that he always wanted to do it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he always wanted to do it. He's following his dreams. That was the first thing I heard when I connected to you. He's following his dreams. Well, it would be a career. It would be a source of income with many, many benefits. But it's kind of scary right now. It must be scary for you that he's doing it.
Yeah.
As a ball. Yeah. You're going to, you know, boy, this is, I don't have the time either. I want to say, Nicole, what I'm going to leave with you is I'm looking down the road as a visionary, and I can see him going in and you being with him overseas and going to college overseas. I don't know if that makes sense, but I am being shown that. Okay?
Okay.
And you're not just going to be a teacher. You're going to become an administrator, a professor, or a college professor, or don't ever let that dream slip away from you, because you're going to be a fantastic teacher. Okay?
All right.
So follow that dream. Make sure you do it, because that's where you belong, and you're going to be very successful at it. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and blessings to you and your husband. Blessings.
You too.
Take care, Nicole. And I want to throw in, too, I feel safe with your husband in the military. So, God willing, it all goes well. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, everybody, the time is out. I'm supposed to be off here already, so I got to go. I want to say goodbye. I'll see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want a private session, I'm available. $25, a half hour. Michael_Goger1@yahoo.com. Just email me and we'll set up an appointment. Take care, everybody, and God bless.